I know a lot of people are very thankful for subsidies that come from higher tiers of government. I know also that with those subsidies often come strings.
Right. Both the federal government and the state government, when they take money out of your community, they run it through the state loop and the federal loop. And as it gets moved around through this game of three-card Monty, by the time money comes back, so much has been eaten up by the bureaucracy. And the money that does come back comes back with so many strings attached that you get very little real purchasing power out of it. You can't get very much accomplished on federal grants and state grants, and frequently in state funding. When we spend money, we're really just spending money to match federal grants just to get the money back, not to actually accomplish anything. So as much as some of these feel-good federal programs sound nice, the money comes back and then we just kind of blow it.
You mentioned before you're polling at about 6%. If you stick to that percentage or go higher from this point to the actual election, the Libertarian Party would become recognized in New Hampshire. What do you think that would mean for the Libertarian Party and its future? Would it change it? Would it
I'm going up at the rate of about 2 percentage points a week. I think we'll do a lot better than 6%. The current rate would be somewhere over 10%, but I'm not going to make projections. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then? Who knows? Someone might say something in the presidential race that could totally throw things off. But you need 4% to get major party status. We have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. Some candidates spend $30,000 to get ballot access, hundreds of man hours of time just getting on the ballot, and our volunteers are completely exhausted by the end of August by the time we finally get everyone on the ballot. For 2018, if we do have ballot access, and it looks likely because I've served as a state representative and I've got very, very high name recognition, over 30% already, that would make it easy enough to where we can just get candidates, you know, get the ball rolling in maybe March and be on the ballot already and then start campaigning right away and not have that disadvantage.
Earlier, you mentioned that you started out as a Republican. You've now turned to a third party, the Libertarian Party. I know a lot of other people still stick with the mainstream parties, even if they don't fit 100% under the label. And the rationale is, I'm going to work with this party and I'm going to use it to accomplish these things that I like with them. What made you decide to turn to the third party? Why'd you want to get out of that system?
Well, I've already had one libertarian talk show host come right out and say he's not going to vote for me because I'm not a libertarian because of one issue. I support GMO labeling. And he said he's not going to vote for me for that. But I tell people right out, I'm basically traditional Eisenhower Republican. I believe that government should get out of healthcare, out of schools, out of your personal life. The Republican Party at one time was fiscally conservative, socially tolerant, socially inclusive. And as they've moved to a more aggressive foreign policy, big government, big spending, as you know, the two parties have become kind of one big government Wall Street party, two different flavors of corporate socialism. In fact, their corporate welfare budgets are the same size. That was $114 billion in last year's budget, according to the Cato Institute. As the two major political parties become virtually identical and indistinguishable, and they both favor this really aggressive interventionist foreign policy, and as they interfere more and more in your lives, and as they violate people's constitutional rights, I really feel like the two parties are becoming one big behemoth, and those of us who believe in the Constitution and believe in the Bill of Rights and believe in free markets and limited government and school choice, we're really being left without a political party.
Do you have any final thoughts?
The reason for trying to do things down at the local level is that you know the person, whether the underlying problem is illiteracy, motivational disability, prior abuse, they have difficulty working, difficulty reading. When you're helping people at the local level, you know the person. In my experience, I've seen that we get a lot more done when we're helping people get to work, move people back into the workplace and get people a useful trade, deal with the underlying problem, nip the problem in the bud. And it doesn't just cost a whole lot less to fix problems at the local level, but you actually accomplish a whole lot more. Check out maxabramson.org for more information, and it's updated regularly.
That's maxabramson.org. Thank you very much for joining me, Max.
Thank you.